wonder if your child's behavior is normal? Hi, I am Wendy Gossett, and I am the host of Not So Normal Parenting. You know, some kids are unicorns, and they don't respond to traditional parenting. You might find yourself yelling more than you would like. And if you have adopted kids or stepchildren, you didn't have the advantage of getting to know them from when they were itty-bitty babies. Maybe you and your partner are opposites and you're just not on the same page with your parenting. You know, opposites do attract. You know, Jerry Maguire, you complete me. And I see that with so many parents that they're just not on the same page. Or maybe you're parenting your opposite. And so it's easier for you to see their weakness than it is their God-given strengths. If you were like me, you had high expectations for being a parent. You thought you were going to be the best parent ever. And then you found yourself with these kids that you just don't understand. My son is a feeler, meaning he's highly sensitive. Only 25% of boys are feelers. He was super easy to parent, but he broke his arm twice in cross country, and then we switched him to band, and he broke his arm wrestling with the saxophone player. And then there's my daughter, who is a logical thinker. And only 25% of girls are thinkers. I was just positive that she and I were going to have the close relationship that my mother and I never had. We were going to go shopping together and have heart-to-heart talks. But I soon realized that my daughter was a unicorn. She was not a typical girl. She enjoyed decapitating her American Girl dolls more than playing with them. My son had sensory processing disorder, OCD, anxiety, and ADHD, and my daughter had low empathy, low grades, and ADHD. And I'm not normal either, and you'll find that out if you Google "Mom embarrasses son by dancing on the highway to the Backstreet Boys in a blizzard." We live in Denver, Colorado. And I have a master's degree in education, and I work as a team building coach. But none of these credentials helped when it came to managing my own family team and parenting my daughter, who is my complete opposite. She's completely different from everyone in our family, and it felt like she had been beamed down from another planet. And there was no user manual. I read every book under the sun, The Strong-Willed Child, The Explosive Child, and nothing seemed to fit. She was so blunt, and she didn't show affection. She didn't know how to show appreciation. She argued with everything I said, and I just started yelling at her way too much. I would tell her nicely, and then my volume would just get higher and higher, and it didn't even seem to faze her. And I just hated the parent that I was becoming. And the worst part is that I couldn't see her strengths. I just could see the things that were bothering me and the things that were opposite about she and I. And to make matters worse, my son was super easy to parent. He's a type 9 on the Enneagram, for those of you who know that. He's a peacemaker. And my daughter is a challenger, a type 8. And so they couldn't have been more different as siblings either. And she started calling herself the bad kid, and he was the good kid. And it was just breaking my heart. I am an ENFJ in the Myers-Briggs system, but what that means to those of you who don't understand is I am an uber feeler, an uber connector, and it was breaking my heart that I couldn't connect with my own daughter. And so I was doing Myers-Briggs with teams, and I have a master's in education, and I thought, why can't I use that personality framework to understand my own family, to understand my daughter? And I wrote a book. I spent 10 years just studying childhood patterns and interviewing parents that I was working with and working with adults that had the different personality types and talking to them about what kind of a child they were. And I started collecting all these stories. My book has over 200 stories from kids of all 16 different personality types. And now they're even taking these personality types and looking at QEEG maps of the brain and seeing common patterns among the different types. So I thought my kids were completely strange and unicorns. And I realized as I was writing this book that they actually are very normal and fit right into their personality category. And that's what I help parents do. I help them to relax and go with the flow of their child's temperament rather than pushing against the tide. Or I've worked with many step families and adoptive families, and they say that knowing their children's temperament has taken that nagging voice away that wonders, does this child love me? Is this child happy in their new environment? In this podcast, I also want you to learn about yourself, because kids rebel because they want to differentiate their identity from that of their parents. So when you're able to do that for them, like I did with my daughter, and talk to her all the time about how opposite we were and how I admired her unique strengths that I didn't possess, her behavior instantly changed. And of course, when I started seeing the strengths in her, instead of seeing her as apathetic and insensitive, I saw her as courageous and independent. In fact, she's going to Indonesia by herself this summer for 6 weeks on a mission trip. I had to reframe her argumentative nature as a good debater and problem solver, and her bluntness as being a truth teller. She's a type 8 truth teller. If this is sounding anything like your child, you're going to want to check out my interview with her. But I want to help you see beyond what your kids are doing to why they are doing it. Not So Normal Parenting podcast is going to help give you a new focus so that you can see your child for who they truly are. It's going to give you a new framework so you know how to work with your child, discipline your child, what kinds of education they need, what kinds of extracurricular activities, how to set expectations for them socially and just expectations in general, and how to forecast for the future. You can listen to interviews with adults that have your child's type talking to you about what they were like as a child and what advice they would give to parents of a little version of themselves. If you don't know your child's temperament or your temperament, never fear. You can go to my website, wendygossett.com, and find a free child temperament test, or join my Facebook community at Not So Normal Parenting, where you can get a test and ask any questions you might have. Albert Einstein said that God doesn't roll dice, and I believe that your kids were chosen for you and you were chosen for them. And my kids have become my reason. My daughter's signature is literally on everything I do. She's the reason I wrote a book. She's the reason I work with families. She's the reason I'm doing this podcast, because I want to help parents understand and see their kids so they can coach them to be the very best version of themselves. So come as you are in your perfect imperfection, because who needs normal when you can thrive in the extraordinary?